When we were learning about the heritage of Whack Arts, what was the favourite thing or the favourite story that you found out about Whack Arts?
I loved how diverse the community was, even in those times, because recently people have started to accept LGBTQ, the LGBTQ plus community, and some people of colour and some people of different religions. Like, it's starting, like, it's not new, but people have been trying to get equality for so long. And Whack Arts have been in the heart of that. Like, it's accepted people already without any question. Like, if you were gay or if you were trans or something like that, you are accepted. And, like, I love specifically how the drag queen show, I forgot the name.
It was Blue Lips.
Yeah, Blue Lips, they were doing shows here. And Whack Arts was a place for people of diverse cultures and different backgrounds. They could just be themselves in Whack Arts. And I feel like that vibe still runs through it, through, like, everything, which I really, really love.